This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?
Back with the Bad Guys with Alex,
Matt,
and Tom, no relation.
Woo! And we are starting off with a bit of a serious topic. Joking, it's really not that serious. It's a bit sarcastic, actually. But online news headlines have been inundated lately with this controversial kind of, you know, topic of bad tourism. And I immediately read these headlines and thought, what on earth are they talking about? I'm a good person.
I'm a ray of sunshine.
I am lovely. And then I realised they're obviously not talking about me. They're talking about all these other people.
You can't afford to travel.
Yeah. Exactly right. No, but then, you know, all these other thoughts came into mind, like over-tourism, overcrowding leading to degradation with natural tourism assets, unsustainable use of stuff, pollution, obviously, like getting anywhere. Unless even like if you're on trains, I feel like that's the only eco-friendly way. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head now, but flying, buses, most means of transportation aren't good. So, like, how are you meant to travel somewhere if you can't?
Boats. Greta, what's her name? She's taking boats, only exclusively boats these days. No planes.
They're bad as well.
Boats are certainly better, but yeah. I'll actually have to pause on her surname as well. Thornburg?
Yeah. Thank you for filling me in.
Yeah. Because she is taking boats around everywhere. But I also heard that for one of the boats she was on, they had to then fly a captain in to, like, continue the journey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's always a double-edged sword.
But, yes,
isn't it?
It's tricky in Australia because you can't get anywhere without a plane.
No. And then if you're going to get on a boat, like you said, that's going to take four times the amount of time.
Yeah, they're showing their European privilege. I'm sorry the next country is 2 hours away, but you can't even get out of Victoria in that time.
Amen. Exactly right. There's been a really interesting article specifically in the I pronounce any of these names wrong, the Nanzoin Temple in Japan. It's famous for its huge statue of a Buddha, but there's been 12 signs there that clearly tell foreigners and, like, tourists that they can't enter in large groups. I'm wondering in my head what that means, what large groups means. I'm going to just assume it means, like,
no fat people.
But you're looking at Buddha. What do you mean? No,
there's going to be one. He doesn't want to be shown up. It used to mean something back then. Now it's just like he looks like an average tourist.
That's true. I feel like in my head, like, a lot of people is like at least half a dozen. So, like, six or more is like a lot in my head.
Yeah, I suppose that would need a Japanese interpretation of what a large group is, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's Nanzoin, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Have we been there, Matt? How amazing.
Here's a very non-PC question just to throw back in there.
Yep.
Is this a culture that should be throwing stones?
I don't know. I feel like I can't talk about this. What do you think, Pat?
I don't know. I'm struggling with what their interpretation of big group is.
Yeah.
Or even what their interpretation of fat is. Do you know what I mean?
Is it a culture that might have, say, a bus group of tourists who move in a pack of, say, 15 or 20 at a time?
This is true. The increasing prevalence of the badly behaved tourist, either in reality or simply as a cultural mean, presents a serious issue for the tourism industry, allegedly. In cities where tourism is bleeding, such as Venice, there's even turned out to be anti-tourism protests, which seems a bit dramatic. But, I mean, I guess if I was a local in Venice, that would really annoy me.
It's a small city, right? So you're you've got a resident population, obviously, and then you're packing a lot more people in. And it's a lot of people. We don't understand the levels of tourism in these places in Australia, right?
Especially a city prone to sinking. It's a legit problem.
Yeah, for sure. I actually met a guy from Venice. Interesting, when I was in Europe.
An actual Venetian. Was he blind?
But he said that the locals literally had these maps where in the high seasons, in summer and spring, that they would actually, they knew where they were going, obviously, they would directly avoid thoroughfares and like, yeah, major touristy spots and stuff like that.
Yeah, look, I'm sure it gets on your nerves, but at the end of the day, look, it's bringing in loads of money to the economy and, you know, it means that your city is a place that people want to see. You obviously live in that city because you love it yourself and you can't expect other people not to want to come and see it.
Yeah.
I think the case with the Japanese, though, is interesting, right? I think what that is they have had quite a lot of recent history of what they believe is tourists not respecting their culture, right? Or or acting in a way that they culturally believe is appropriate.
Yeah.
And all they're really asking is, I think, is for tourists to just educate themselves a little bit before they go to these places as to what is expected of them as part of the local culture. For example, if you went to a Middle Eastern city, right? The women are expected to dress a certain way.
Right.
Right. And whether you agree with that or not, that is the culture of that.
And it's like lawless. Location. It's like legal as well, to an extent.
Yeah. I don't know how enforceable it is. I'm not actually up on that. But with regards to Western tourists going to those places. But so that's all they're asking. They're just asking people to be respectful of the local way to do things.
Yeah. When I watch hours of anime, I'm a total weeboo, so I totally know the culture. So that's the thing. It's pop culture.
And it's totally bamboozling anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, how are we expected to know what's expected when it's totally confusing.
But the split of the pop culture and the actual traditional culture is very different in Japan. And so I think a lot of people, you know, with Japanese pop culture being very in now, they think they have a sense of the culture.
Right.
But it's not necessarily representative, particularly of, you know, temples and sort of some of the old world.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, you had a crazy story. Do you want to bring that?
I was going to say, the worst example I can think of, right, if you're talking about bad tourism examples, it's not something that I witnessed personally, but I do recall something that was in the media, which was the case of the tourists wanting to take a selfie of the baby dolphin on a Spanish beach. Do you remember this story?
I don't.
And it was basically out of the water so long it died.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, a dolphin as well.
I know. So sorry to put a dampener on the whole thing, but get a bit serious. But that to me, is a prime example of when tourists just get it totally wrong. You know,
yeah, that's too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, in fairness, you know, we're throwing around a whole lot of dust here, but Australians have actually become known for being some of the worst tourists. I think, like, on the global scales, Americans still beat us, so...
Oh, yeah.
Go America.
Oh, yeah, you can...
but, yeah, Australians aren't great with these sorts of behaviours.
And so, that, when thinking it through, reading these articles, I thought, oh, right, Australians. Yeah. What are the cultural norms? What are we associated with? What kinds of people?
Drinking and inappropriate clothing.
That's right. And that...
Impacts...
Yeah. Now, that perfectly segues me to my example. When I was in Prague in the Czech Republic, I was staying at a certain hostel in the middle of the, like, city centre, and you didn't really want to be there unless you were partying after, like, 9 or 10 p.m. Otherwise, there is no way you'd be able to get any sleep. Like, I just gave up and went out as well, because that's just what you do. And it didn't matter whether you were a tourist or a local. That's all they do. They just drink till the morning.
Well, that's a good point, actually, because a lot of those Central European, Eastern European cities, they're now hen and bucks party central.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's become a thing, you know. Like, you want to see tourists behaving atrociously, then sort of head to the Rigas, Prague's, Budapest's of this world. And even places like Manchester in the UK, like, you go up to those northern cities in the UK and it is just party central.
Mm. Yeah, but that's the locals.
That's generally locals.
The worst tourists I've ever seen was a pack of Brits doing, like, a pub crawl through Amsterdam. Mm. I did not realize such trash still existed.
Well, This is it. I was actually sort of, like, trying to avoid the sort of singling out of kind of different nationalities.
I'll go there.
But you do have stereotypes. You've got sort of, the British, wherever they go in the world, they want to have that British element. They want to have the British breakfast, the English breakfast, and, you know, egg and chips on the beach, that sort of thing. You've got the Germans who like to reserve their lounges by the pool by putting a towel out the night before. You know, it's a stereotype, but it actually happens. I've seen it done. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, you've got the Aussies sort of pissed and loud and, like I said, stereotypes, but they exist for a reason, I suppose.
Too dissimilar to those Brits. I met a few Scottish girls when I was there. We bonded over certain things probably shouldn't have bonded over. But there you go. Amazing.
No, but then going back to the Japanese, I used to have, in my role when I lived in Europe, I used to have to go to Europe and meet the Japanese. I used to work for a Japanese company. So the Japanese coming from the head office over for a business trip or a business meeting in Europe, I used to have to meet them and facilitate it, chaperone them, that sort of thing.
Sure. And even though you're from Australia.
I speak Japanese. So it was, So they'd turn up, and we were in Milan at one point, and this is businessmen behaving badly. And the Japanese were always really sort of like, we'd go out and do deals, and these were pretty big deals. Mm. And if they were successful, we'd be going out drinking a lot.
Right.
And we were staying in a very, very super luxurious hotel in Milan at one point. And this place was absolutely stunning. And it was just populated with supermodel-looking staff. And the people in there were beautiful. And it had these massive glass sliding doors at the entrance. And we came out from this business meeting. The Japanese were absolutely blotto.
Right.
And one of them just all of a sudden threw up all over the glass doors of this hotel. Oh.
Leaving their mark.
Yes.
Yes. Well, hey, I mean, it's an expensive hotel. They've got cleaners.
Hey, right, true.
But the horror of the supermodels in the lobby looking at this thing.
Oh,
was like,
yes, I'm sure they've never done
it. It was like the water wall at the NGV.
Oh, that's what I was thinking in my head. I'm thinking, yeah, because. amazing. That was our take on Bad Tourists. We might have to do a part two when summer's well and truly kicked in, and then we can maybe read some articles online, that kind of stuff.
Very exciting. Should also just let people know where to send their complaints and, you know.
Exactly. Send them here. We'll talk about the bad gays. Speaking of which, our social is Bad Gays on Joy. It is one word.
What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays, bad gays. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.